This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 18. The Body. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Well, our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. And God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, the gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. The Apostle Paul tells the church at Rome, in Christ we, though many, form one body. And to the Corinthians he says, you are the body of Christ. When we are saved in Jesus Christ, we become part of the church, and each of us is a valuable member of the body of Christ. The idea of being a member of the body is different from that of being a member of a club or some other organization. You are a part of a living body, like an ear, an eye, or a hand. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. We are a part of the church so that, in a way that is unique to our God-given abilities, we may contribute to the body's health, vigor, and growth. In the early church, it seems, there were two extremes. Some people said, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. And others said, I am an eye, but you are a hand, I don't need you. Some people think of the church as a stuffy, boring club. But we are all saved to be part of something larger than just our lonesome selves. Together, in the body of Christ, we can do greater things to encourage each other in the faith and bring Christ's love and peace to a broken world. Discover your gifts and use them in service to Christ, the head of the church. Pray with me. O Lord, Where in your body would you like me to serve? Help me not to be scornful or envious of other parts of your body. Help us all work together for good. In your name, amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.